On this Wednesday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Drew Lerner is at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, thanks for being with us, Drew. I suppose the whole city there is celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs victory. There's a big parade today, isn't there?
There is. The city is upside down. I think it's a holiday for most folks in this town. We have an awesome group of fans here, and they've waited 50 years for this day. So I guess it's a good thing to close down and celebrate. I've never seen anything quite like it, though, to be honest with you. I'm still working. So, but anyway, yes, it's a great thing. They do deserve this.
Yeah. So on that note, what's their day like today for weather?
You know, we're cloudy here. We've had a little bit of light snow. Nothing that's going to shut down the enthusiasm, though. So it's just going to be cool and cloudy here. There's a lot of the Midwest is kind of dealing with the same kind of thing, although precipitation seems to be a lot more prevalent in other areas, really from southern parts of eastern Kansas through the heart of Missouri into portions of Michigan and the whole entire eastern Midwest. Either is getting or will soon be getting precipitation. It will be a combination of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Most of the snow is likely to occur from central Missouri into Michigan and northern Ohio, and we'll see the band of freezing rain and sleet occurring between that and the rain, and the rain is expected to occur mostly in the Ohio River Valley and from there southward through the southeastern states. A lot of moisture here with this event. It's going to hang on for a couple of days. We might end up with moisture totals from this event alone running in the 1 to 3 inch range from parts of Kentucky southward to Alabama and Georgia. So those areas are plenty wet to begin with, and they're obviously going to stay that way.
Yeah, it sounds like the beginning of a pretty active pattern. First, is that actually the case, and do you think that causes problems anywhere?
Yeah, that is definitely the case. We are expecting to see this to be the first of three fair-sized storm systems that will be moving through the Midwest. The second one will come across the region Sunday into Monday. It will lay down some more moisture. It's not going to be quite as big of a storm as the one we've got out there right now that will linger through Friday. But we are going to see some additional precipitation Sunday, Monday. And then there's another larger that will occur from Tuesday into Thursday of next week. Both this first and the third events here I just mentioned will produce enough moisture that there will be some risk of flooding from the Ohio River Valley southward and some significant snows to the north. The event at midweek next week is too far out to get real excited about it, but it could produce some substantial amounts of snow across parts of the Great Lakes region, maybe even Iowa and Nebraska. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that. I do think that this is going to raise some more of that concern about the excessive moisture, and as we continue to finish out the winter season, that could eventually play into our spring a little bit.
Hey, speaking of spring, what's March look like?
You know, March at the moment looks like it's going to be quite chilly. There's going to be a lot of cold air in Canada, and it looks like it's going to seep down through the northern half of the U.S. plains, probably a big part of the Midwest, and on into the northeastern part of the U.S. It's going to be something that's kind of a little late coming, obviously. We've had a very warm or mild winter up to this point, but it looks like the winter is just going to hang on a little bit as we get into March. So not only are we going to have the cold air in the Gulf of Mexico coastal areas, and so obviously we're going to set the stage for contrasting air masses here. And so the pattern that I just talked about with those three storm systems coming up may get perpetuated through the month of March with a fairly active pattern for many of these very same areas. And that, of course, could translate into some notable delays in farming activity from the Delta into the southeastern part of the U.S., where fieldwork often works or begins as we get into the latter part of this month and certainly in March.
Can you take a quick tour of the other global growing regions and kind of recap what's happening?
Yeah, you know, South America is doing real well. There's really not much to there's a lot of nervousness still in parts of Brazil about getting that soybean crop out of the way so the second season corn and cotton can get into the ground. Now, they are planting that second season crop just as quickly as they can after getting the soybeans out of the fields, but we're in kind of an active weather pattern there too, and so it's going to be a little bit of a slow go for a while, and there is going to be some chatter out there in the marketplace that maybe these late planting dates get a little later, and that could shave off a little more yield on some of that corn. In Argentina, It looks very good right now. We just had some very heavy rain last night in parts of Cordoba and some immediate neighboring areas in southwestern Santa Fe. These are important grain and oilseed producing areas, and looks like there'll be more rain in that area for the next 2 or 3 days. So there might be a little more flooding you'll hear about from there, but I won't expect to see any kind of serious damage to come from that. The rest of Argentina is in fairly good shape, but likely stay that way for a while, maybe a little dry in the northeast, but they don't produce enough there to make a big impact on our marketplace. Outside of South America, we're still trying to wipe out that drought in Australia. We have had some rains periodically over the last 30 days in some areas in eastern Australia, and we're going to see that continue also with some periods of rain that will be beneficial. This isn't going to be all that important for the summer crops because they are at least somewhat irrigated out there this year, and it's not going to really change the bottom. But these farmers really want to see this rain come on strongly over these next few weeks so that the soil is adequately recharged with moisture so that they can plant their wheat, barley, and canola on time this year. That doesn't happen until April, so we've got a long ways to go and a good opportunity here for more drought relief.
Hey, thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.